Welcome back to Insights for Health. We're continuing our conversation on weight loss and weight management. And doctor, there's no such thing as permanent weight loss, is there?
I think the weight's fluctuating all the time. I mean, again, you know, our body's continually changing. We're getting older, right? We all get old and celebrate that you're getting old. Some people never get old. And with that, there comes changes. And we have to kind of be almost adaptive to those changes. And so the weight changes with it.
And women with their hormone changes through menopause and so on, they struggle with weight gain.
Yeah, there's a lot of struggles in that regard because the hormones are changing. And so you need to control or try to help control those in any way. And, you know, obviously in our field, alternative natural world, there are things that can be done to help control some of those symptomologies that they go through, and because it does slow metabolism. Obviously, and so they're gaining not only more weight, they're also gaining more water. So there is a water imbalance as well. So if you want to try to better control how those hormones are eliminated out of the body, and there are things that can be done to help those women, and I think they are seeking that kind of help, and I'm glad that they're using some of the alternatives available to them that can better adapt to the changes, because those are changes happening with age, right? So we're all going through them.
So to recover from that weight gain, to bring that back down again to what they feel is a healthy level for themselves, it may not be 100% what they were prior, but there's still that healthy level that they can achieve.
Yeah, exactly. They can achieve. And there's things that can help them, right? I mean, obviously, you're well aware of there's a number of different botanicals that can help women who are going through menopause or perimenopause as well. There's compounds that can help them through that. There's compounds that can help support liver, because the liver is really very important in the conjugation of hormones, and they can get some help from there as well. So there are things that can be done to get close to that premenopausal weight.
Are there any Canadian statistics on obesity and overweight?
I think the big shift has been that before we would see it in older individuals, but now we're seeing it in younger kids. So there's more kids that are obese. There's more teenagers that are obese. There's more individuals in their 20s that are obese. We didn't have that before, you know. So the question is, what's causing it? Well, it's our diet and our lifestyle. If you look back, really the big change was the grocery stores. In the old days, in the early days, we would get our food sources from our neighborhood farmer. Small vegetables would grow in the backyard. And the store was there only for very unique items. And there was no preservative in foods. So most of the foods were fresh. Now we have 60,000 different food items with all sorts of preservatives and artificial flavors and all sorts of things to make the food taste better, to last longer. And I think that change, along with the incredible consumption of refined carbohydrates, which is, if you really look at the stats, consuming 200 pounds of sugary, that's hard to believe. But those are the stats. And, you know, our bodies have not developed enough to be able to cope with that amount of sugar. You know, everybody talks about the sugar out there, and it's true. It's something that needs to be discussed, because everybody thinks of sugar as something that causes diabetes. That's just one thing it does. Elevated blood sugar, if you ever drink a can of pop and you pick it up the next day, it's really sticky, because sugar is a glue, and it causes glycation in the bloodstream. Glycation is gluing things together, so nothing functions normally anymore. And I think that's one of the culprits of our society. The other culprit, obviously, is the fats. Fats are healthy for you, are good for you, but the bad fats aren't so healthy for you. And so we're consuming a lot of those as well. Why? Because, you know, fast food is cheap. I remember Andrew Weil, he was on Larry King. I remember he said something that really resonated with me. And he says, the way that you can change the health of North America is that what you do is you tax fast foods and you give huge discounts on organic and naturally derived foods. If you do that, the health will change.
There's a lot of negative effects to excess weight.
Yes, there is a lot. I often tell people, put 20 pounds on your back, 20 pound sack of potatoes or flour, and walk around with it all day long and see how you feel.
Diabetes and cardiovascular, there's skeletal issues, metabolic syndrome, mental health, dementia.
What's your risk for premature death? Weight. Fat doesn't do anything. It just stays there. Muscle is doing something. It's allowing for movement.
There's a product that we carry at The Healthy Habit. It's called Real Easy with PGX. The concept is meal replacement, yet without the lack or the restriction of nutrients. Like to go on a fast, for example, you're restricting your nutrients. You're not having any. And to cut back on your meals, you're restricting your nutrients. But with a meal replacement that's concentrated with the nutrients that you need, you still are feeding the body, yet without the excess calories that go with other meals.
Take it every morning. Combination with the PGX, the whey protein. I've been doing that for years now. Every morning, take two scoops, mix it with water. I use a bullet because it takes 3 seconds to mix. Then I put some frozen berries in there, and that's what I have in the morning. And it gives me the protein because all my patients know. Every single one of them is placed on protein in the morning. If they're not already taking it, it's 25 grams, and that's what I often recommend. It's about two scoops. And out of those patients, the majority of them, and these are really complex disease patients, you know, the majority of them will tell me, "Doctor, you're right. I feel better." You know, Kitty, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel more energy. It's going to regulate your blood sugar levels. It's going to regulate your cortisol levels. It's going to provide ingredients that are going to be needed for your DNA, the amino acids that you need. Number one, it's got the protein you need. Number two, research and science has taught us anything, is the importance of fiber. The average Canadian does not consume a lot of fiber. So we need more fiber. And, you know, PGX, as you know, is a very well, it's the most studied fiber on the planet. I think 30 clinical papers written on it. It works well in this mixture. So I get my blood sugar regulated as well. And I got fiber for my colonic bacteria, which need the fiber in order to produce these short-chain fatty acids, which are essential for health. And we're only starting to scratch the surface of what short-chain fatty acids do in the colon. So I think it's a real, it's a great product to take. So this morning I took it, 6 a.m., and I'm good to go till at least 12, and I don't feel hungry. I highly recommend it. People listening on this podcast, just do it. Take it in the morning, and I will tell you, that out of 10 people that take it, these are my patients that are, a lot of them are chronic fatigue patients, they will see a response. Out of 10, they will see a response. I think your audience, it'll be 10 out of 10. I mean, that effective. And you should see a remarkable change in the way that you feel from an energetic perspective, but also from a feeling of well-being. And one of the places where we don't eat protein or enough protein is the morning. You know, we have more protein at lunch and we have more protein at dinner, but morning we don't have enough. And I think having this type of supplement, you know, 25 grams, I think, is the way to go.
Yeah. And with the meal replacement concept, what studies have revealed is just by losing 5 to 10% of your current body weight, you see a huge improvement in your health.
Absolutely. Your health improves because everything has to work less.
That doesn't seem like a lot, and it seems simple. If a person's 200 pounds and 5%.
On that alone, you're going to have more energy just by having less weight in your body. You have more energy. What does more energy mean? More energy means you're going to move more. You're going to be moving around a lot more than you normally did because you feel better. A whole bunch of positive things occur when that happens.
And what they found, like, you can do it either once a day or twice a day. You can tailor it to whatever your comfort zone is. But having that meal replacement, there's a term called stimulus narrowing. Going back to the brain again, it cools those craving centers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
When you take a product like Real Easy, you're going to feel very satisfied. I feel full. And so I don't feel hungry till 12 o'clock, 12:30, where my hunger pains start. So that's 6 hours later. Now, have you ever eaten a pack of chips? Do you ever get full on a pack of chips? There's a bag gone. There's like 800 calories. And I can just keep going. It doesn't satisfy you. It's kind of interesting. So again, to your point about the brain, you don't get that satisfaction. For why? The protein creates this feeling of satiety. The protein regulates your blood sugar. The blood sugar regulates your hunger pains. The blood sugar, and there's no insulin. You don't need insulin to get the protein into the cells. It's insulin independent, which changes things as well. Protein, having the fiber, you don't have those hunger pains. It changes the hormone balance. You probably heard of the old protein diets, keto diets, all these kinds of diets. You lose weight. There's one main reason. The insulin levels aren't high. You maintain low insulin levels, and the insulin is really at the cusp of lipogenesis, the creation of fat cells. So without that insulin spike, with having much less insulin, you're going to have more weight loss, and you're going to feel better.
There's a lot of improvements. I mean, your mental clarity improves, sleep improves. You mentioned energy.
100%.
Some of the studies revealed that people's vision even improved. Reduce craving. There's many, many benefits to that meal replacement concept versus a crash diet, excessive exercise.
Absolutely.
We've already had customers giving testimony as to the success they've already had with the product. So, Doctor, we're coming to the end of our time. Any summarizing statements or comments for the audience?
I think, the body has this innate ability to heal itself if you give it the right environment. There was a really great write-up in Discover Magazine in 2006. It was a picture of two individuals. One was 6'1", large frame. He's an overweight individual. And the other picture was of another individual that was 5'10", 5'11", medium frame, much leaner. And they look different. They have different diseases. Here's the big point. They're identical twins. Their DNA is exactly the same. So they should have been the same height, should have been the same weight, they should look the same, and they should have the same diseases, but they didn't. They look completely different. And what happened to them was that they were separated at birth and they grew up in two different environments. Foods they consumed, the nurturing they received, the water they drank, the air they breathed, that changed the behavior of their DNA. In other words, DNA is not a destiny. The environment creates the destiny. The biggest environment we have is the things we put into our bodies and the things that we do in movement. Genetically speaking, it's not the genetics you inherit, but rather the environment that creates the expression of those genetics. So by doing the proper things, by taking in the proper stuff, and I call it stuff, and I've been in this for 35 years and taken some of these phenomenal supplements that some of these companies make. I'm not very biased on companies. I'm more biased on products. And the products don't work. And there's some incredible products out there. And Real Easy is one of those products. I make recommendations that help patients feel better and get better.
Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. It's been a real pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. And visit us at The Healthy Habit, now celebrating 30 years since 1992. And ask us about Real Easy with PGX for weight management and reduction, and experience the benefits. Real Easy with PGX is a clinically proven meal replacement supplement in either vegan or whey, with condensed essential nutrients and protein, and without any additional calories. And when you visit thehealthyhabit.ca, you can re-listen to all past interviews in our archives. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.